Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially we get a chance to bring our good friend Pete Sepp back on the show. Pete has been with us now for coming up on 15 years. Later this year, we'll celebrate his 15th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. He's Vice President of Communications for the National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org, a website I've been telling you about all these years. People that I admire so much for the hard work they do on behalf of you and me, working on the Hill, up and down Pennsylvania Avenue to help try to hold down the tax bill that we all have, make sure the government gets all they need and not a penny more. Right, Pete?
Absolutely.
Welcome back, Pete. Thanks again for hanging out with us. Thanks for giving us all these great years. We got, in about a week and a half or so, we got Tax Freedom Day coming up.
Yes, the day when Americans stop working for the government at the federal, state, and local levels and start earning for themselves. It's the theoretical point in time when all of the tax-only liabilities, not the deficit liabilities, just the taxes, are satisfied. And that is going to be April the 18th this year. What it reflects, according to Tax Foundation's methodology, a very good think tank here in town, is that the government, again, all levels, took about 29.4% of national income.
Almost 30% of what we earn goes to the government. And you got to believe that a third of that minimum could be cut out as waste or unnecessary.
Oh, yes, yes. And in fact,
And have plenty left over for the things we need.
Well, yes. And I think we ought to be, I guess, somewhat thankful that the day is not even later.
Well, I remember years ago, May 4th or 5th or something like that.
Yeah, it was getting very close to that because during the Clinton administration, of course, as people were accumulating wealth through the stock market boom and there were some business starts going on there, thanks to the 1997 Taxpayer Relief Act and a little bit of spending restraint through the Republican-led Congress, why people were getting wealthier. And, of course, through our progressive income tax system, the more money you make, the more government takes.
Right.
And so that actually pushes Tax Freedom Day further forward. Now, unfortunately, Tax Freedom Day has moved forward by several days versus the year 2012. In fact, a good 5 days forward because primarily payroll taxes went up owing to that fiscal cliff.
So that moved tax payroll tax the Tax Freedom Day 5 days?
Well, that's one portion of it. That's actually the lion's share because we have to remember that was a $100 billion a year tax hit when that payroll tax relief expired.
Plus, there's an increase in Medicare tax too, right?
Yeah, there's a Medicare surtax on both earned and what's called unearned income. I object to that definition.
No kidding, but that's on like dividends or rents.
Yes.
Things like that. Yeah.
And capital gains.
How much is that surcharge?
Well, 0.8% on wage type income for families making relatively higher amounts of money above $250,000 a year, joint filers.
Right.
And it's 3.8% for things like dividends, capital gains, and other
forms. What about rents? Is it also paid on rents?
Yes. Yes.
So, almost 4% on rents?
If you happen to be in those kinds of brackets, yes. And of course, we've got to remember there's another income tax increase on levels at $450,000. Mm-hmm.
And this is money that's going to be earmarked for Obamacare, to fund Obamacare.
primarily the surtaxes are for Obamacare. That income tax increase is just for so-called deficit reduction.
Just because we don't like rich people. We don't like people who are successful. Darn successful people. So okay. I was trying to explain this to one of my employees yesterday, this tax freedom day, and I said they said they couldn't get it through their heads, and I said, okay, imagine you lived in a tyrannical society, and the tyrant said, you can't have any of the money you earn until you pay me all the taxes I need for the year. Then you can have all the rest of it yourself after that. And I think they kind of figured got it after that.
Yeah.
Tax Freedom Day coming up on the 18th, folks. You're still not out. You still have to pay. You still have to pay taxes to support the government. After the 18th, you can keep all you make after that. 22, right back with Pete Sepp. He's with National Taxpayers Union. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.